This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today because you have consciously and conscientiously tuned into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And you are listening to The Joy of Living, hosted on this magical, mystical, mythical platform called Internet Radio, K4HD.com, where you can send in questions from all over the world, because right now there are 270,913 people listening from throughout the world. But you have tuned in for one reason only. And it's all about, and only because you care about you, Y-O-U, which is great, because when you become the best you that's possible, you now create the kind of harmony and peace and joy and happiness and love in the world. So there's a world we all want to live in. That's why you tuned into the Joy of Living, to learn how to become the best you possible. Now, on this particular show, we work with three fundamentals, and they are, number one, life. Your life has a purpose. Number two, the result of that life has a purpose is you can go mad. And MAD is a great acronym. It stands for go make a difference. And one of the best ways to make a difference is by learning and uncovering the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Simple example, www. Now, if you ask anybody, what does www stand for? They'll invariably say, well, it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, www stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. And a tip of the hat to Satchmo Louis Armstrong for enabling that song to go viral and touch hundreds of millions, if not billions of people around the planet, which we'll be doing, by the way, with our amazing guest who will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. You don't want to miss a moment of listening to Dr. Drayvon James, and we'll be introducing her to say hello to you and give you some inspiration in just a couple of minutes. So right now, thank you. Whenever you hear the word, the song, what a wonderful world, what do? Right away, you smile. Now, SMILE is one of the greatest acronyms that you can ever learn, internalize, and utilize, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Every day. The ability to see miracles is what changes your perspective in life. Now, invariably, right now, look, I have 10, 12, 15 questions up on the board, and this happens all the time, whether I'm speaking to 50 people or 5,000. Invariably, people come up to me and say, Mr. Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Those are all miracles. Think of it this way. 1 million+ people did not get out of bed this morning. Why? Because they died. You didn't die. You're here. Yeah. Millions of people around the planet right now can't get out of bed. They're infirm. They're in hospital. They may be struck with a pandemic, or they're just ailing. They can't get out of bed. And as most of you know, we have 270,000 people listening to us worldwide. The regular audience is about 230,000+ people. And invariably, another 40,000 come along because their friends say, hey, you got to listen to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. But people who know my story. 15 and a half years ago, I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody listening, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, faster than a speeding bullet. And in the evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. I became what's known as a quadriplegic overnight. And it was not from an automobile accident or a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body and rendered me incapable of moving. Now, thank God, years later, I am vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made from my Zen master, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb, and I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. But I also got to tell you, just a couple weeks ago, my 8-year-old niece came over to me and asked me, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, why not? Smile, smile, it sounds the same. I asked her why. She says, because then it could stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Is that not wonderful? Seeing miracles in life every day, or seeing miracles in everyday life. And when you hear that, you say, wow. Well, WOW is a great acronym that stands for words of wisdom or words of wonder. Because when you hear things like that, your mind starts thinking. And THINK is another great acronym that stands for to harness insightful neural connections. Because you have 50 billion brain cells connected by 1 trillion synapses in your mind. And it's used for more than deciding what kind of latte you want today. And when you use your mind for neuro-linguistic programming, you can begin to create the kind of world we all want to live in. Now, CREATE is a wonderful acronym. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Because when you do that, you're changing the world. Now, I have to interrupt myself and warn you in advance that your humble host does use a lot of four-letter words. I'll use them throughout the show. And I even use the four-letter F-U word. So I'm warning you in advance. I do it for shock value and because it's fun. Now, the kind of four-letter words, of course, that I use are live, life, love, give, hope, free. And the four-letter F-U word? Fun. Fun. Now, people right now, they're putting up on the board, hey, Mr. Shore, fun is spelled with 3 letters. Not in my world, not in our world. Remember, we inhabit the world with a positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. So in our world, it's F-U, everybody, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you go to see your family, your friends, and you have a smile on your face, remember what that stands for. And you point your finger, say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N, and say, where did you get that? What have you been listening to? So I listen to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore, barryshore.com. If you ever miss a moment of the show, you don't want to do that, and you want to listen again, you certainly want to do that today, and you want to share this episode, which you really want to do if you want to help people, with at least 5 people, send over 1 million people hear it, then go to barryshore.com. You don't have to remember anything we talk about. Just listen and enjoy and feel the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant essence of Dr. Draven James. Now, before we introduce her, I want to urge everybody to do the following. For if you learn these two words I'm going to share with you, and you use them consciously and conscientiously 3 times a day for the rest of your life, you will create the kind of world we all want to live in. Those two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. THANK is a great acronym. It stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Now, the Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I'd read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. KIND, the great acronym, keep inspiring noble deeds. Hey, when you go to the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte for $5.25 and they bring it to you, you say, thank you. And when you go in and they order your fancy latte and a couple of minutes goes by and nobody brings it to you, go up to the counter, say, oh, we forgot, and we'll bring it to you. A couple of minutes later goes by, same nice voice, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, somebody holds the door open for you, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, somebody slams the door in your face, you say, thank you. You're in traffic and you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off, you say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night, you stub your toe and it hurts, you say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. When you do it consciously and conscientiously three times a day, you make the world a better place, just as our wonderful, amazing guest, Dr. Dravon James, makes the world a better place because of her very being. So without further ado, Dravon, would you be kind enough to say a huge hello to 270,913 people around the world?
Hello, Barry. This is Dr. Dravon James, and I want to say a huge thank you. This is amazing.
Hey, when was the last time anybody said F you to you with a big smile, huh?
Right? This is amazing. I am supercharged and super excited to be with you today. This is amazing. And I just want to take a minute to thank you for being you and for having this show, for inviting me to be in your space. I feel amazing just listening to you do this intro, energized and just full of possibility.
Well, that is the essence of Dravon James. She is a doctor. She holds a degree in pharmacist. She's a pharmacist. She's an inspirational speaker. You can hear that in her voice. I can really see that smile already, that lilt in your voice, that pep in your step. She's a radio host for her in her own right. She's the author of a great book called Freedom is Your Birthright. And again, you don't have to remember anything, just go to barryshore.com. All the information will be there, and you can access all the stuff about Dravon and her website and information. And just, she is a powerhouse. And by the way, Dravon, you and I share a favorite author, and I'll tell you who it is right now. You're going to love it. Ready?
I'm ready.
Neville.
Oh, Neville Goddard. Oh.
Yeah. Not many people know about Neville. Good for you.
Barry. Yes, we. You know why? Because I am so in the zone sitting here listening to you. Absolutely. That is, yes. Not many people know about Neville Goddard. You're right.
Yes, thank you. Well, we're going to talk first, if you don't mind, even if you do mind, we're going to talk first about the fact that you're the founder of this remarkable platform called Everyday Peace. I think now, more than any other time in the past couple of years, is a real important aspect of seeking and living in everyday peace. There's panic in the world. There's a pandemic, and it's, I think, blown out of proportion, but that's beside the point. It's really about mental, spiritual, and physical well-being. And I think you can bring a great perspective to that. So please speak about everyday peace and on your radio show, and on Unity Radio. What does it mean, everyday peace?
Oh, I'm so glad that you asked me that. And so when I start off to talk about everyday peace, I have to tell you that the definition that I use for the word peace may surprise people. So I like to start there. The definition that I use, which is not my definition, I picked it up years and years ago from some reading somewhere, and it just stuck and resonated with me. And before this definition, I think I was even scrambling to get a firm hold on it, because I thought, well, it's going to, you know, I thought if a person's at peace, they're a total mastery and able to stay in the Zen-like state. But somewhere in the course of my readings, I heard this. Peace is wholeness, completeness,
ooh,
nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Now that, right there, it had me, because I realized that means that even those things that I would rather not happen in Dravon's day, in her life, this stuff is, I'm like, I don't want that. No, thank you. Please, something else. I'd like to put my hand back into the box and pull out a different something for me. Thank you. But it showed up. And I love what you said, you know, you go to order your cafe latte and it's wrong, or you wait too long, and and the phrase is thank you, right? And so that is everyday peace, is knowing that everything that shows up in your life, the good, the bad, and the in-between, make up the peace. They make up the wholeness. They make up the completeness, the totality. And the answer to all of it is that, thank you. I can use that. Thank you. Not exactly the tool I thought I was going to get, but it showed up, so I can use that. And I'm meant to learn how to use that. So that's this whole journey of everyday peace, is looking at our life and saying that everything that shows up, the good, the bad, and the in-between,
that shows up. That is so powerful, empowering, and wonderful. It's if with your well due respect, in my particular situation, you may have heard the introduction that I was standing up in the morning, just like everybody, I hope, listening. In the evening, I was completely paralyzed. So when I speak in front of large audiences, I quip oftentimes. I say, look, at the time, I weighed 196 pounds. Within a couple of weeks of being paralyzed and you're in the hospital for many, many months, you lose a lot of weight. So I went down to 138. And I said, look, it's not the diet I wanted to go on, but hey, I lost the weight and this is where I am. So it's also not the box I would have checked if I had been given the menu, but this is what I have. So thank you, dear Lord.
Barry, I'm just in love with your energy because that's what it is, right? You have a choice, and that's what Everyday Peace is. You have this choice. Like, this stuff just shows up. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It shows up in your life, and then we're all faced with that one decision, right? We're in the midst of it. It's like, it's happening right now. This is life. It's happening to you right now. Whoever is listening, whatever you're going through, it's happening right now.
And by the way, we're going to go through some stuff in Drayvon's life because she didn't grow up with a silver spoon. Matter of fact, she didn't even have a silver drop. but we'll talk about that later. But I just wanted to make mention, Drayvon, because I think you'll like this. By the way, we have about 10 questions up on the board, and they're all around the same idea. So I just want to say people are energized by hearing your voice. And Matt, and they're saying, you two are making me so happy and excited. And with all the scariness going around, you're making things better. So a big bravo to you, Drayvon. We're doing something positive in the world, kid. So a big thank you. So I'd like to share this with you. The audience has heard it before. I'm going to mention it again. I have a pamphlet that I promoted, and it's called 36 words that uplift the world. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So the section on 6 words that uplift the world are the ones you just mentioned. You ready?
I'm ready.
Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny, which is what you said. Because let's listen to everybody. I'm going to give you a couple of insights into this amazing, powerful, purposeful, pleasant, and positive woman. Drayvon grew up on the south side of Chicago. Now, we have an international audience, over 270,000 people listening. But I think almost everybody in the world can bristle when they hear, south side of Chicago, that sounds like a very scary place to grow up because, at least in today's environment, that's the murder capital of the United States. So Drayvon didn't grow up with a broad lawn and a white picket fence and 4 bathrooms and, just a lounge area. But she not only understood that her life was in her hands, choice, not chance, determines her destiny. But she made it through, and she read herself out of poverty long before she emerged from it. So I'm handing the story back to you because it's your life. Talk to us about what it means to grow up on the south side of Chicago.
So, yeah, I had a very interesting childhood. And, I was born on the south side of Chicago and lived there for many, many years. And my mom, we went back and forth. I also was raised in Massachusetts. It's a small town called Springfield, Massachusetts. So we ran back and forth. I'm from Chicago, but circumstances would take us back and forth frequently. And so growing up in that type of environment, I can honestly tell you I learned so much about determination. Because during my childhood, we were homeless on several accounts, and you have to make this decision to wake up with a huge thank you in your heart, right? Or you can make the decision to grow up with a huge bitter spot in your heart and just become this callous individual. And you learn, which one feels better and which one is more profitable. And hopefully you choose the thank you, which is what I chose. But during that time period, I knew what it was like to be hungry. I knew what it was like to be looked down upon. I knew what it was like to be behind in school because you changed schools so much that you couldn't keep up and all of those things that come with that. But I also knew what it was like to develop a belief beyond what the naked eyes could see. Woo! I knew what that was like too. So I had a wonderful mom. I still have a wonderful mom who was genius at that, of having us to understand that we were beyond what our physical eyes could be, right? This is a lot of what Neville Goddard, if you have listeners who are not familiar with him, I will encourage you to familiarize yourself with his work. Because my mom did something that was extraordinary. During all this time period, right, you're poor. You use the term financially poor without resources, right? But the resource that she did have is that we went to church on Sundays to a holiness church, and then we went to church on Saturdays to a New Thought church. And I got this in my, I say now in my soul, you know, really, I was just annoyed as a kid that that's how I got to spend my Saturdays and Sundays. But what was happening in that space is that I was hearing beyond what my ears could hear on a cellular level, on a soul level, maybe. But I had this belief, even during these hard times, like, you know, you see people after church, they go get in their cars and they drive off, and then we just walk off. It's just, you know, whatever the, we were going, we were walking off to something, and somewhere just sometimes just walking. And we were together, but during that time period, something was formulating and something was happening. And I had this notion that this physical hardship was building something. Something was being built inside of me. Perseverance, this love, this kindness, this sense of family, which I have a strong sense of that because, you know, my mom, my brother, my sister and I, and this closeness and this perseverance that life is about more than what we eat or where we sleep or what we drive or don't drive. It's deeper than that. And especially during this time period now, I just want to tie that in for people who are fearful about COVID-19. I can assure you that it is no bigger than your perception. And it's real. I work in healthcare. I've been a pharmacist for 30 years, and I'm cautioning people to take all the necessary precautions. But the biggest precaution that you can take is to set your mind on the fact which is the truth, that you are safe. Even in the midst of these chaos and everything that's going on, you are safe. And connect to that.
Oh, wait a minute. This is so powerful and empowering. If everybody's on the edge of their seats, I know you're going to fall off if you don't put your seatbelt on. Drayvon, we're going to come back literally in about a minute and a half right after a brief break, and we're going to talk about that. People being safe. You're hearing it directly from a pharmacist, but not a pharmacist with drugs. Her drugs are perseverance, love, and kindness. We'll be right back after this very brief break. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. You love listening to The Joy of Living, and you will be rewarded because we're talking about something that I use every day, and it helps me have more energy, and it will help you. It's called Super Grapes. These are Super Grapes soft chews from Human. They are convenient, they taste great, and huge health benefits. You know that I talk about stress kills, joy heals. This is one of the greatest ways you can experience increased energy and therefore more joy in your life. Experience the great tasting, heart healthy boost of new Super Grapes soft chews. Get your Super Grapes soft chews, a special just for my audience. Go to supergrapes.com/Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase. This offer is only available here because you listen to and use The Joy of Living. That's supergrapes.com/Barry. supergrapes.com/Barry. Do it now. You will be happy you did. Good day. beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance in a human being. Ah, this amazing, positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant human being, Dr. Drayvon James. Now, by the way, she was just telling us about the nation that she lives in. Yes, of course she lives in the nation called the United States, but she lives in a greater as nation as great as that, and that's called determination. She is determined to bring everyday peace to people throughout the world. She just taught us all how to be healthy during what seems to be a pandemic, and that is make sure that in your mind you know the following words. I am safe. I am safe. Wonderful, Drayvon. We left us with talking about the power of positive thinking. Tell us how that helped you in your journey.
Oh, Barry, that book, I will never forget it. I was 17 years old. I had just graduated high school. It was the summer before I left for college, and I was going to college. I had committed. I was going to become a pharmacist, and my brother gave me this book. He's younger than me, and I read the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. You guys know the book. It's a tiny little book, but when I read it, something in me clicked. I knew from that moment, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. When I finished that book the first time, I said, this is it. This is what I want to do. I want to make people understand that they are bigger than their circumstances. They're bigger even than the words that they can formulate. They're bigger than my goodness, than anything in the universe. They are connected. We are connected. And no matter what, we are safe. So I wanted to help people. That was clear to me. I knew that. That's why I was wanted to help people. But when I read that book, I knew that I was on the wrong side of helping people. I was talking about helping this physical body. Right. And that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. We love being in these physical bodies. But when I read that book, I knew that I wanted to help this inside stuff. I had never, believe it or not, at age 17, I'd never heard the term motivational or inspirational speaker. I didn't know what that was. And I didn't consider Norman Vincent Peale that. I thought,
and by the way,
a great writer.
You didn't hear about him, but now you are one.
Right. So I just knew that what he did for me in that moment, because you see, I'm always challenged when people ask me to talk about my childhood. They ask me because it was definitely hard. It was hard. But at the same time, it wasn't hard. If that makes any sense. Like when people say you can't miss what you don't have. I always wanted those things I saw other people had on TV, but I didn't have it. And so in a sense, my childhood was still whole because all those things made up my whole childhood. The homelessness, the poverty, that was part of my wholeness. It was formulating a person. It was formulating a person. And so, but when I read that book, I realized that if I was going to open up all of me and blossom, I was going to have to make the choice. You talked about choices and not chance. I was going to make the choice to use my journey to build into the life of other people. So that's what that book, The Power of Positive Thinking, did for me. It helped me to realize, see things from different perspectives, kind of really look at this. Is this really the worst thing that ever happened? Is there anything that you can learn in this moment? Can you use this to maybe change your thinking or change someone else's day? How can this moment be used to grow something instead of killing something? Truly, this moment did not come to kill. It came to birth something. What is my choice? So that's what I got from The Power of Positive Thinking.
Now, I'm telling you, I got tens of questions up here, and they're all about the same thing, saying, this woman is amazing. They say, Barry Shore, I like you also, but this woman is amazing because she's focusing, accentuating the positive about growth. Let's talk about something that's happening in the world right now, and it's also the title of a book that I'm publishing in just the next few months, and I think you're really going to like this title. Are you ready, Drayvon, for the title?
I am ready, Barry.
Stress kills, joy heals.
That's right. Stress kills, joy heals. Absolutely. Now,
but you're an expert in showing and helping and teaching people to mitigate, reduce, maybe even eliminate or see the positive aspects of stress. So let's venture into that world, and then I'll share with you a couple of acronyms about stress. So tell us let's start beginning to change our perception about stress. Give us some pointers, please.
Absolutely. Stress is an abundant resource on the planet. I know you've not heard people talk about stress as a resource. We know it's abundant. Everybody, I'm stressed. First of all, stress is a great thing because it tells us that stop. It's a little alarm, like your alarm clock going off. It says, wait a minute, I need your attention. That's your life, your body, your inner parts saying, wait a minute, we need your attention. We need your attention. We need you to realign. So stress is that beacon, that light, that cortisol. I said, I need your attention. I need you to stop. I need your attention. And if you don't stop, you say, okay, I'm too busy right now. I see the gaslight of stress going off in my life. I'm really too busy right now. I'll get some gas in a couple miles from now. And stress just keeps on knocking in the back of your skull. And it says, no, I've asked for your attention. I've asked for your attention. I've asked for your attention. So that's what stress is doing for us. It's asking for our attention. Right, to realign ourselves. Something is out of balance. It's asking you, stop.
So wait, this is how wonderful and positive. It's not that Drayvon is just saying, oh, wait a minute, I'm gonna be cutesy about this. On the contrary, remember, she's a pharmacist. She understands the physical needs of the being. What she's telling us and sharing with us is that stress in the form of what we'll call cortisol, you and I understand that, and we'll discuss it with other people later, but is a physical process in the body that says, excuse me, I do need your attention right now. And that's the gentle way of saying it. And if not, I think I'll hit you over the head with a 2x4 if you don't do it. So I'm going to share with you right now. First of all, I love the idea that what you said here, an abundant resource on the planet. Yes, because it is everywhere. Stress, of course, comes in the three most basic forms that you find it having to do with money or the lack thereof, or sometimes even the too much of it. But money, stress in the workplace, and that's a major disruptor of life and a killer, and in the home. So these things are not new. This has been since the beginning of time, by the way. But it's how one deals with these stresses. Now, I'm going to share with you something wonderful, Drayvon. I think you're going to just jump up and down, applaud, and give me a big hug over the phone. You ready?
I'm ready.
Stress is an acronym that stands for stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage. Because oftentimes, as you said, I got stressed, it's something, and you don't pay attention. You see, but you know, I'll take care of that tomorrow or later until, of course, the heart is, you know, blocked up 99%. That's one way of looking at stress. That's the common way. But Drayvon is teaching us the uncommon way. We're going to take the same letters. We're going to make an acronym. Ready? Stress stands for stomach turning reality, the same situation. Enabling self-success.
Because
when you listen now to the body, you say, oh, you need my attention? Oh, yes, I'm willing to listen and to work with and change because I can do that. I can change. I am a human being. I can change. Listen to this amazing woman named Dr. Drayvon James. She found out she was in control of her life. And what happens when you do that? You begin to use positive self-talk. Teach us more about what you do with positive self-talk.
Barry, it all starts with a conversation, doesn't it? And I got to tell you, this conversation, we couldn't stop talking to ourselves if we wanted to. It is a perpetual conversation all day long. You do know this, right? So it all starts with a conversation. It all starts with a thought. And so did you know that most of our thoughts are repetitive, right? I used to have the exact numbers that they're escaping me right now, but they're something like 95% of our thoughts are repetitive. And something like 75%, and the numbers could be a little bit off, are negative, meaning that not negative as in I'm going to go do something terrible, but negative in the sense that it does not support the direction in which we want to move our life. Now, can you imagine if 75% of your thoughts are not about moving in the direction that you want to go to, and 95% of those are repetitive? That means all day long. Okay, so if we could just change something, if we had the courage now to talk to ourselves differently. I'm not asking you to go talk to your boss differently or to your spouse or to your neighbor, just to yourself differently, right? And listen when you talk to yourself. Listen to that thought as it floats by. Say, oh, you know what? I'm going to tweak that a little bit. I'm not the dumbest person on the earth. It couldn't be. In fact, I met a person the other day, right? So, you know, you say to yourself, you just kind of, I like to laugh a lot. I like to amuse myself a lot. And when those thoughts come in my mind that say, you know what, if you were smarter, you wouldn't have done that. And I say, you know what, maybe 5 minutes ago, but I just got a little smarter right now. What I'm going to do is reject that thought and replace it with this thought. And this is one of my phrases. Someone asked me, like, Barry likes to know what your favorite quotes are. And one of my favorite quotes are, when you know better, you do better. I love it. I use it almost every day
I want you to slow it down and just sing those words to us again.
Sing them?
Yeah. When you know better, you do better.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? If everyone would just adopt that phrase, when you know better, you do better. When I know better, I do better. That doesn't mean when I heard better. Because just because you hear something doesn't yet mean you know it. You may have to hear it 1,000 times before you actually know it. And knowing it is like this. It is beyond belief. I got to tell you this. If I were to say to you, do you believe your name is Barry, or do you know your name is Barry? Right?
Yeah,
you can feel the difference. Right in there,
no,
right?
Baby. Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm talking about. So it's beyond a belief. It's a knowing. And so when your self-talk starts putting you down and just, you know, how we can do, we just start getting really down on ourselves. How could I still be in this point in my life? How could I have made that decision? Why am I this way? And then you just simply say, when I know better, I do better. And the cortisol level, your ego stands up at attention and goes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? So your ego just starts to calm down because your ego gets in fighter position. It wants to defend you. But then your ego just says, oh, yeah, that's right. And you start to calm down. It all starts with a conversation. We are one conversation away from a life of peace. And that conversation starts in our mind when that stressful situation, if I had just done the reports the way my boss asked me to, if I had just, you know, remained in my budget and didn't go and blow the extra money on whatever it is, you halt the conversation. You can change your behavior, but you can't change your behavior with criticism, with self-criticism. That adds more stress.
Oh, that's so good. Drayvon, would you love to hear an acronym for self-talk?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay. So first of all, self stands for soul expressing life fully. That's what your self is, a soul expressing life fully. And talk stands for teaching always love and kindness. Self-talk.
Oh, teaching always love and kindness. Now, if you use that acronym, if we use that acronym, soul expressing life fully, teaching always
love and kindness,
then we will forever speak truth to ourselves because it all starts with a conversation.
Woo! And what a conversation we're having, by the way, with Dr. Drayvon James. And just go to remember, you've tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living. And you can access all of this information even more by going to barryshore.com, www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. We're going to do the following. Normally, I take a short break, but with time is of the essence. So what I'd like to do with you right now, Drayvon, is we're going to just say to the sponsor, hey, we'll talk to you another time. because this is just such a great conversation. You're going to share with us, I hope, three easy steps to turn stress, remember, stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage or self-success, your choice. Three easy steps to turn stress into peaceful moments. Give us three, please.
Oh, the first step is stop. Stop. Whatever you're doing, once you feel that stress mounting, stop. And I got to say that you could stop at the very beginning, but most of us don't pay enough attention to ourselves to know that, whew, I need to stop right now. So we kind of stop when it's at the summit because we're up there. We've pushed ourselves. But wherever you are on the stress barometer,
just
you
stop. Feel that you okay, that's stop. Number one. Number two.
Number two, and I mean literally stop. I don't mean just, you know,
right.
I mean stop. Where pull your car. Number two, breathe deeply. So I would say let's make that number one, because I want to give you four things. So stop and breathe deeply.
Okay.
Right? Because we're moving energy. Stop and breathe deeply. Two, the second thing is in that moment right there, if you could shift the energy, you choose to. And I'm going to tell you, choose to shift the energy like this. Right in that moment, recite three things that you're grateful for. No more, no less. Pick three things right in that moment. It will shift the energy for you.
Number three
is to remember and to say this out loud. I am safe, and I don't need the solution in this moment. It takes all the pressure off of you. I'm safe, and I don't need the solution in this moment. When you don't have to fight for a solution, you become more creative. When you tell your ego that, your cortisol levels start to drop, and your creativity starts to move up. I'm safe, and I don't need the solution in this moment.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we're going to do a wrap up here because I only have a couple minutes left for the show, and I'm going to ask if you think of coming back again, which I hope you say yes. But I'm going to ask you, ready? Okay, thank you,
yes.
Drayvon. You got 88 seconds to answer this. That's it, 88 seconds. What is your most fervent desire?
To travel the world teaching people how to reach their inner peace.
Woo! She did it. Travel the world to reset inner peace. Drayvon, may I give you a big hug in front of 270,000 people?
I love it.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Best hugger of all time.
Thank you, everybody. Now, to a wrap up here with Dr. Drayvon James, this is The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, barryshore.com. Remember, www, what a wonderful world, because when you do that, you understand the three fundamentals of life. Life has purpose. Your life has a purpose. The corollary is go mad, go make a difference. And you do that by unlocking the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day, or seeing miracles in everyday life. Wow. Words of wisdom, words of wonder, which you've been listening to. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And you do that with using two words, which you're going to use consciously and conscientiously three times a day for the rest of your life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness, kind, keep inspiring noble deeds. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind always. And of course, use four-letter words. Live life, love, free, hope, grow. And we have, I'm going to ask you all to remember after the show, put a big smile on your face, point your finger at your friends and your family, say, F you, everybody. But remember to add capital N right away. And they say, where'd you get that? Why, I listened to The Joy of the Living with Barry Shore. And tune in because you, Y-O-U, you matter most. Our blessing to you is go forth, live the blessing, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. make a difference.